October 4. We will not forsake the house of our Lord, Nehemiah 10:39. Before we were saved, we were self-sufficient, happy to live all by ourselves and for ourselves. But now this attitude has changed, and we have received a desire to be with God's people to enjoy fellowship with them. As a member of God's family, we get a longing to share each other's joy and sorrows. We desire to get together and worship the Lord who has bound us together in His love. By such a fellowship we are strengthened more and more spiritually. With this experience David says in Psalm 122:1, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. We too, as we take one step ahead in this spiritual life, get an increasing longing in our hearts to spend as much time as possible in the house of God in prayer and worship along with our fellow believers. Those who despise the fellowship of God's people and love worldly activities are bound to remain poor spiritually. They miss the strength and encouragement which is the portion of those who regularly meet together for Bible study, prayer, fellowship and service in the house of God. That was the secret of the growth and strength of the early church. We read in Acts 2:42 that the believers continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayer. By honoring God's word thus, they were able to safeguard themselves against the attacks of the enemy. In these days we know that the enemy is more active. In 2 Timothy 3:1-13 there is a list of different kinds of sins that will be prevalent in the end days. If we want to overcome these, we must stand together in close fellowship with God and His people. We cannot conquer any situation by ourselves. You may spend hours together with your Bible at home. That will not strengthen you as much as a time of fellowship spent with the believers. In olden days, monks and nuns retired to lonely places in jungle and spent their time in meditation and prayers, hoping that thereby, in the end, they would be strong enough to overcome the enemy easily. But they became worse and weaker after being all by themselves. Many believers are defeated for the same reason and are weak spiritually. They allow worldly activities and worldly friendships to prevent them from coming to the house of God for fellowship. We need to learn well that the more we have regular fellowship with the believers in the house of God, and the more we take part in any service in the house of God, the stronger will be our spiritual life.